Part 3, Chapter 2, Next Tuesday. When Rowan and I returned to Antigua after our survey trip to Grenada, we began praying in earnest about what our part would be in the establishment of a new fundamental Christian radio station on that island. As we prayed, the Lord increased our burden for that new ministry. We believed he wanted us to resign from Baptist International Missions Incorporated, or BIMI, and the Ministry of the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, and join with Aviation Radio Missionary Service, or ARMS, to help them establish a new station on the island of Carriacou, Grenada. We returned to the USA and visited our supporting churches, informing them of the possibility of a new radio outreach from the tiny 13-square-mile island of Carriacou. They were excited about that opportunity and agreed to pray with us for the Lord's guidance and provision. Meanwhile, we waited and prayed, looking forward to word from the government of Grenada regarding their approval of the new radio station. After a few weeks, Roland called the Grenada Prime Minister's office and asked him how things were going regarding the approval of the radio station. The assistant to the Prime Minister said, "Well, we are still in the process of formulating our media policies. The cabinet meets each Tuesday, and we will get to your request soon." We waited several more weeks, and Roland called again. The answer was, "The cabinet has so many items to discuss, we were not able to talk about your request yet. Next Tuesday, we'll surely see about your proposal." Next Tuesday. When the men of ARMS heard about this, they decided we should get together for special prayer on Tuesdays. So every Tuesday, Jack Buttram, Pastor David Yerrick, Bill Greaves, Roland, and I met together to pray for the Lord to move the men's hearts in the Grenada cabinet to discuss the radio station and give us the approval to come and start building. Our son, Randy, started joining us for our Tuesday prayer times as well. He believed God wanted him to be a part of the radio project. He had just graduated from Bob Jones University with a degree in broadcast engineering and married Charlene Isaac, daughter of Dr. Al Isaac of the science faculty of Bob Jones University. Randy was getting some good experience by working at radio station WMUU in Greenville, South Carolina. Our supporting churches and friends were continuing to pray with us that we would soon have approval for the new station. One of the farmer friends in Illinois called us one day to suggest a plan to learn more about what was going on in Grenada. Dean Pusey told us, "I have a 6-passenger plane, a Cherokee 6. Why don't I fly you down to Grenada to talk to the government in person? Maybe that would help them decide to give you their approval soon. We could also approach other island governments about the possibility of stations in their areas." We believed the Lord led Dean to make this offer, so we gratefully accepted. Our son Randy and his wife Charlene traveled with us as prospective staff members for the new radio station on Carriacou. Randy would be the engineer for the station. We had a sense of God's leading and direction in every step of the trip. We left Greenville, South Carolina, on January 21, 1987, and flew to Grenada with overnight stops in Florida, Haiti, and Antigua. We had a good visit with the senator in charge of Carriacou affairs. Carriacou is Grenada's little sister island, 12 miles north of the main island of Grenada. and we believe it was God's chosen spot for the new radio station. The senator was again very cordial, telling us he was keen on the establishment of our Christian radio station on his island. He said he had discussed the project with the Prime Minister of Grenada, who promised we would have the official answer to our proposal by Easter. The senator was confident the answer would be okay. While we were on Karaku, we looked for a house to rent, and the Lord provided us with a large wooden frame house. It would be ideal in helping care for work crews planning to come help build the new station. During our visit to Grenada, Roland was also able to meet the Minister of Communications, and he said he was 100% behind the project for two reasons. He knew it will benefit the country, and it was something for Karaku, where nothing ever happened. The Lord used the trip to confirm to us that Karaku was the place of His choosing. Although we did not have the government confirmation in hand, we did see the Lord's hand quite clearly leading in that direction in many details. We also had the encouraging words from the senator for Karaku and Grenada's Minister of Communications that we would have firm word by Easter or before. The trip also showed us the other islands were not interested in having a Christian radio station in their countries. Easter came and went, and we still heard the words, "Next Tuesday we'll surely be able to discuss your project and let you know of our approval." Meanwhile, the Lord continued to encourage us by providing for the new station some equipment, volunteer crews, some finances, and several families interested in joining the staff. In November 1987, we wrote to our prayer partners, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. If we had our way, we'd be in Grenada by now. But the Lord had other plans, His way. His way was for us to spend the summer helping a small Christian radio station in the Marshall Islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. What beautiful, friendly people. We grew to love them, and we miss them since we left. Roland got some good experience in antenna maintenance in a high-temperature, high-humidity, and salty breeze atmosphere. He also helped with the program schedule, personnel, etc., at the radio station. Arlene worked with some of the young ladies, helping them get Marshallese children's programs recorded, and getting as much Marshallese music recorded as possible. His way was for us to go back to the USA in September to help Mother Cornelius. She would be 85 on November 18th and had come to the place where it was not wise for her to live alone. We brought her from Atlanta to Greenville, South Carolina, to live in a very nice assisted living home. That was not easy, as she had lived in Atlanta for 58 years. It was hard for her to leave friends, her church, and the ministry she had there, but the Lord gave her new opportunities to serve Him in the Greenville area. His way also included a trip to Rhode Island for a few days to help Arlene's dad after the unexpected homegoing of her stepmother. Regarding Grenada, our thought was perhaps it would be good for us to go down there the first of the year, 1988, and work on the permission from that end. A government official there had encouraged us to do that. But the Prime Minister advised us by phone to wait a few weeks before making travel plans. Apparently, The local Grenada radio station case was to come up in court soon, and he still wanted that settled before proceeding with our proposal. Our letter continued, "We believe Satan is working to hinder and delay the establishment of a fundamental radio station in that area. We need your urgent, fervent prayers that Satan will be defeated and the Lord will open the door to Grenada and Carriacou without further delay. We know the Lord is in control and we're trusting Him to bring this about in His perfect time. We want His thoughts and His ways." The Lord gave us assurance of His will regarding the radio station in Grenada during a Sunday school class at Hampton Park Baptist Church. The Bible lesson was about Paul when he was on his way to Rome as a prisoner. The ship was ravaged by a terrible storm at sea, and everyone had given up hope of being saved. God sent an angel to assure Paul that everyone on the ship would be saved. Paul told the others on board, "Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Acts 27:25. We also believed it would be even as God had told us. He wanted a fundamental Christian radio station to be built on the little island of Carriacou. But time went on with no word from Grenada. We asked our supporting churches and friends to set aside a certain Sunday to pray specifically for the Lord to move the hearts of Grenada's cabinet members to consider the establishment of the radio station and give their approval very soon. We claimed the verse, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will." Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1. Within a very short time, we received word from Grenada's cabinet. "The cabinet has considered your proposal to establish a Christian radio station on the island of Carriacou. Your proposal has been approved." Amen. We praised the Lord and immediately began to finalize plans to move to Grenada. No more next Tuesdays.